Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 408. Today, we're going to be talking about automation. And the question that I want to ask you is this: have you over-automated your business? This is one of the biggest problems that I see today. I see so many people, they've gone so far down the rabbit hole of automating using tools like Project Broadcast, just as an example of one, not to single them out, but it's probably one of the most common ones that I see. Project Broadcast is a text automation tool, and I see people using it to automate customer onboarding, you know, doing basic customer service and following up with customers, delivering training to new consultants, and even their selling and prospecting. It's like we've kind of gotten a kick where it's like, can we automate it? And now listen, before I get into the episode, I just want to be really clear on one thing. I think Project Broadcast is an incredible service. I've had Jake, the founder, on this podcast. We've spent lots of time talking about it. We've collaborated and helped promote that service within our community. And we use text automation in our own business. It's a really powerful tool if it's used the right way. That's the key part of this conversation today. Today, I want to make the argument most of you are not using it the right way. It's actually doing your business more harm than good. And the fact that some of you have gone so far down the path of over-automating, you've become so hands-off on your business that this is actually a major problem. And I was reminded of this just this past week, the kind of the inspiration for this podcast, as many of these episodes are inspired just by some of the things I see happening inside of our programs. But we had a particular client of ours post in one of our Facebook groups, and this particular post isn't completely related to like over automating, but it's an example of how we use automation the wrong way, and it actually winds up hurting our business more than helping it. So I'm just going to read this post. The question was that this particular woman uses Project Broadcast, and she has a birthday campaign set up. And I know there's probably many of you that do similar things. And so a birthday campaign is, it's automatically sending a message to any of your customers that it's their birthday. So they can kind of put their birthday in or pull their birthday in from their customer data. And then if it is your birthday, you get a text and it's triggered automatically. Here's the question she asked: is this transactional? And I'm going to read the exact text to you. Happy birthday month, name, it's me, she gives her name, your company name, lady, right? So here's my company. For your birthday, my gift to you is 20% off any product from me in the next 30 days. Check out my personal shopping link and then text me what you like. And then she includes the actual link for them to buy. And so my response was, number one, yes, it is transactional. I mean, by definition, if you're selling and promoting, it is transactional. And that's the biggest mistake that we make, not just in our automations, in our content, in our conversations. If you are leading with product information and if you're trying to sell at the front end of a conversation, it's the single most damaging thing you can do to your business today. It turns people off. It triggers sales resistance. And I see this all the time with automation. People use automation in a transactional way, and it actually hurts your business more than helps. And so the question that I asked this particular client of ours, and I just think this is an important question we can always ask ourselves, I said, is it working? Are you actually making sales from these texts? And she said, no. And I said, then that should be the end of the conversation. It's not working. Why would you continue to do it? And it wasn't surprising to me that she said that it wasn't working. Clearly, I could have guessed it's not going to work. Now, I could, so many different reasons. Number one, never, if you're using text automation, never include a promotional link in the existing message to someone. Listen, you want to learn how you be just a little bit better? She could have had that whole message and just said, hey, if you'd like me to send the link, let me know. It would have automatically made it a little bit less salesy, okay? But how about this? How about just wishing happy birthday? How about just saying, hey, thank you for being a customer of mine. I so appreciate your support. I hope you have the most amazing birthday ever. with no ask attached to it. See, because the issue is this, the second we attach the ask, it diminishes the value of the message. Now, I get it. We think, oh, I'm giving, but that's not how they view it. They view it as, oh, they're just using my birthday as an excuse to try to sell me, which, by the way, a half dozen other people tried to do the same thing to them in their DMs and inbox because it was their birthday. This is what we do as a, you know, we buy into these transactional strategies because we're so desperate to find people to talk to because we don't know how to create content. We don't know how to sell. We're not proactive. So it's like we're grasping at straws at all these manipulative strategies of just trying to find somebody that we could have a conversation with and potentially sell to. And look, I'm sorry if the truth hurts because I know you're not a bad person. And I'm sure this client of ours has the best intentions, but intentions don't matter. It's how we're coming across. And so like it's unrelated to the over automation, but it was just a reminder to me. It's like if you're using a tool like Project Broadcast, you better learn how to use it the right way because it's probably hurting your business more than it's helping them. But then I just think about automation as a whole. Where does all this come from? Where is this like rage for us to automate? Why do we keep doing this? Well, I think it's because we've kind of bought into a lie. We've bought into this fallacy that it's possible to fully automate your business, to create a business that doesn't require your time and attention. And I am here to tell you, as somebody that's been down this road many, many times, I've tried everything you can imagine, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a fully automated business. Right? And if you believe that's true, and if you're trying to create a scenario in your business where your business doesn't need you anymore, I'm just telling you right now, you might not realize it yet, but your business is already dying. It's already dying. You can't check out of your business. Your business needs you. Now, here's where automation can be a really powerful tool. Automation can give you more time to do the things that matter the most. And it can create more opportunities to focus on those things. Now, what's one example of something that I think matters the most to business? Relationships. Relationships. And if we look at the way that most people are using automation, it's not taking them closer to building relationships, it's taking them further away. Like automation is in opposition of relationships if you're using it in the way that I see most people doing. Now, here's the right way to use it. What you do is you automate repetitive mundane tasks that shouldn't have to require your personal time. Or you automate tasks that could be important long-term to a business, but they're not the urgent things. They're not things you have to do. But there are things if you did consistently, it would be beneficial. And so this birthday text is the perfect example. It would be very easy for you to forget it's a customer of yours birthday. So where Project Broadcast could become a really powerful tool is we trigger an initial message, but we make sure we're using it in more of a transformational way where it's not promotional or leading with product. And so that's a way for us to automate this just base level activity that's not urgent, might not necessarily create a sale in that one interaction, but done over time, it adds immense value to your business. And so what might happen is somebody might respond to that text, say, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. Well, now is when you insert yourself. And so like to me, your customers are the hottest leads for your business. Learning how to make your existing customers worth more money is the single most important thing you can do to your business. The easiest way to make your customers worth more is do a better job of getting to know them to find out how you can serve their needs and grow stronger relationships. And so if I sent a message to Susan saying happy birthday and she responded to me, I am now going to interject myself in an actual real life conversation with her so that I could continue to nurture that relationship. Now, I might send out 50 of those texts and only 5 people respond, but guess what? the five people that respond are probably going to be my higher value potential prospects. They might respond because they actually have a need. She might respond because now I'm front of mind and maybe she's thinking, you know, I need to buy some additional products. Or she might respond because she still has a problem in the area of my products that she knows she needs help with. So automation, what it does is it can be used as a sorting tool to help you identify the hottest prospects in your business. And here, I keep saying prospects or leads, hot leads, your customers are still prospects of your business. Because unless they are buying every single product that is relevant to their particular challenges from you already, and unless they've already referred their best family and friends, and unless they've already joined your team, there's still room for improvement in that area. And so do you see how automation is not designed to replace human interaction? It's not a substitute for relationships. It just makes it easier for us to focus our time to do these things. Hey, just wanted to jump in here real quick because I've got one big ask for you. Look, you know we don't advertise on the podcast, and my intention is to not sell or pitch you on the show this year. We just want to deliver free content that is 10 times better than what you've paid for to help you transform your business. So my ask is this: help me spread the word of Love, Serve, Grow so we can change lives, help people that are struggling in their business, and transform our profession. The only way we can do that is if you take the time to rate, review, and share this podcast. So that's my big ask. Just take a few seconds right now, wherever you're listening, leave a review. It would absolutely mean the world to me, and it might just change the life of someone else. So thank you so much for being a part of our community. How about this? When we think about basic customer service, you know, there's tons of things that you need to do to follow up. Did you get the order? Do you have any questions? All of that stuff takes your time. You don't have to be the one triggering those messages. You can automate that. But it's like, what are you doing outside of that happening? So we automate these things. And now all of a sudden, you know, we have an extra, let's say, hour a week that we just created for ourselves because you don't have to manually do that. So what are you doing with that hour? Well, I'll tell you what most people are going to do. They're going to spend that hour going, trying to find new customers, because that's what we're taught as a society and as a profession today, is it's all about new, get the next customer. Now, why do we do that? Here's one of the downsides of automation. We over automate and it has a significant impact on customer retention. We think that if we just have a great product and we just provide this basic customer service, which we've automated, and we're in some cases, we don't even know our customers. We're not talking to them. We think that that'll be enough to get them to stay, but it's not enough anymore. And so it's like you've got this very transactional approach to your business where you're not retaining customers. And so you are, every spare minute you have to keep focusing on finding new customers to replace the ones that left. But what you don't realize is you just keep pouring water into a leaky bucket. You don't plug the holes. If you don't fix your actual business, what good does it for you to keep going out and finding new? So how about instead of this, we automate. We created an extra hour for us in our business. And how about we take that hour and we focus on actually nurturing and growing the relationships with our best customers? When's the last time you reached out to a customer and had a very purposeful conversation to get to know them and their needs and identify additional problems that you might be able to help them solve through additional knowledge or information or things that you could do to support them, or maybe additional products you could cross-sell to them as a way of offering complementary products to help them reach their goals faster? Like, most of you are not actually proactively nurturing and growing relationships with your existing customer base. When you look at the statistics today, you are 14 times more likely to sell to an existing customer than you are a new customer. Where's the greater ROI of your time? And so all of this stuff, these are downsides of over automating. But look, I get it. I understand why this feels like it's such a good proposition for you. You know, let's just think about your business, and let's specifically think about the last couple of years, what's happened for you in your business. You know, 2020 and 2021 during COVID, many of you saw an incredible boom in your business, right? You got tons of customers. You had all these people joining your team. Your rank advancing, your income was growing. And then you started to freak out. And you started to freak out because you didn't really have a process or a system of growing your business. You were operating very transactionally. And so what happened was, as you began to add more and more customers and clients and team members, it started to become a major drain on your time and energy and resources. And you reach a point in your business where you're like, I actually can't do anymore. I can't even take on another customer because I'm already not spending time with my husband. I'm already not with the kids. My life is already being like, I just can't do it. And so now somebody presents you with this idea of automation. And it feels like at first, when you first learn about it, you're like, ah, Project Broadcast. It's almost as if God is shining a light from the sky and saying, you need text automation. You need to automate your onboarding. You need to automate your team building, right? And we eat it up because it's just what we need. And so now we dive headfirst and we automate every single thing we can. We spend hours, we pay people thousands of dollars to build out these intricate automation sequences. And man, it is like we get everything in place and then we just press play and it goes. And we love it because now all of a sudden we have like extra time. We don't have to handhold as much. We don't have to do all this stuff. Stuff's not, you know, slipping through the cracks. And it feels like it's really great. And then all of a sudden we realize, wait a minute, this thing was supposed to fix all my problems, but it actually isn't. Because now you're like, oh, so I have this extra time now. Now what, here's what you, let's be real. You lie to yourself and you say, oh, I'll have more time to spend with my family. That sounds really nice, but you don't allow yourself to do that, right? You don't spend it with your family. You just go try to find more people, new people. Right. And so now you're back on the new train and you've over automated. And now your business, you're starting to accelerate people leaving. Your customer retention isn't getting any better. And it's like, it's just, you're on this like cycle of just selling to replace the ones that are leaving. And your business is not growing anymore or getting any better. And the more you check out of it, the faster your business will start to die. And it's like, what we have to recognize is this. It's not the tool itself. It's not the tool itself. It's the way in which we use it. When we look at customer behavior today, consumer behavior, customers have such high expectations around the value they get from businesses and the experience of buying from someone. You know, most of the research out there, there was a specific study done by Shopify that found that 70% of consumers said that the experience of buying from someone is as important to them as the actual product itself. Now we think, okay, well, automation will be great because it'll create a great experience because I'll never forget to check up with them on their order or this or that. But all that stuff is customer service. That's like the base minimum expectation today. To really bring value to your customers and to really create a great experience, it's not about customer service. It's about learning how to serve your customers. And in order to serve, you have to understand them. You need to understand their problems, their needs. You need to have built out a process of working with your customers that is more hands-on, that goes above and beyond just servicing the product and the transaction. And this is where automation takes people further away. You have to learn how to blend a tool like automation with more of an, you know, I don't know what else to call it, an old school philosophy of just really getting to know your customers and build relationships. Every single great business in the world, every sustainable business, every sustainable company, one of the most important things to them is knowing their customers. Because if you don't know your customers, how can you serve them? And so, you know, the other part of it is this, is it's kind of fun too. Like, let's be real. I'll be honest with you. I love things like text automation. Because as an entrepreneur, like I just love learning new things and doing new things and creating new things. And a lot of you, you're at a place in your business where your business isn't growing. So you feel stuck. You're not having fun. You're not fulfilled. And then here comes this thing called Project Broadcast. And it's this whole new thing for you to throw yourself into and learn and implement. And it feels like you're creating and you're thinking, yeah, this is going to be really good for my business, but you're using it in the wrong way. And it winds up actually doing more harm than good long term. I'll say another thing. Some of you are working on automating your business and you have no business doing that at all. We had a client of ours, right? We had a client of ours that I was on a call with, and she was, you know, she had been in her company for a couple of years. She had no team. You know, one of the questions I always love to ask people, I'm like, where do your leads come from? Where are you finding people to talk to? And she's like, well, I don't know. Content wasn't working. No engagement on her posts. Wasn't getting a lot of new customers and had no team. And so I'm like, well, what have you been doing? She said, well, you know, I just invested into having somebody create my onboarding system through Project Broadcast, her team onboarding system. And I was like, what? She goes, oh, I'm working on I'm automating my onboarding system. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, number one, why? You don't have a team, first off. Nobody's engaging with your content. You don't even have any leads for customers. Like, you're working on step 7 and you don't even have the basic steps 1, 2, 3 in place. And I see this all the time, is people that are struggling in their business that, for all the reasons we already talked about, like, yeah, oh, that's the reason why, you know, that's why I haven't had success, because my onboard, like, no, like, this is a totally unrelated lesson, but learning how to work on and solve the right problems in the right order for your business is one of, if not the most important things. So in saying that, some of you are like working on automation and there's no reason whatsoever for you to even do that. Look, unless you're making, I'll give you a quick little rundown. Unless you're making $3,000 to $4,000 per month already in your business, you should not even be thinking about something like Project Broadcast. Complete waste of time. You know, some of you don't even have an onboarding system that's really working. You've got to find something that works and prove it before you automate it, right? And so once again, that's a whole other training or whole other topic for another time. But the point is this, we've got to look at the way that we're using the things that we're using in our business. There's always going to be somebody out there that tells you this is the thing you need to be doing. And isn't that our problem? Is we got a dozen different people telling you this is the thing you should do. But here's the truth. None of them know your actual business. None of them have taken the time to get to know your business and understand your goals and pinpoint your needs. You need to do that. You need to really start thinking more about the strategy of your business. What is strategy? All strategy is prioritizing what you do. And you must do the right things in the right order if you want to be successful. So on that note, if you need some help with that, this is what we want to do. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're listening to it and it's already happened, but I'm going to give you a link anyway, because we're doing a live workshop helping you try to figure out what your business plan should be for 2024. We're going to teach you something we call our transformational business plan, but we're going to take you through a process of working together, helping you pinpoint the very thing that your business needs the most. We're going to help you answer that question yourself, but it's going to be an interactive workshop where we're going to help you create your business plan for 2024. There's a link in the show notes of this episode. And so if you're listening to this at the time of publishing, you can still register. It's happening on January 25th. Chances are most of you, it'll be past that date, but we are going to provide a recording of this session. And if it goes as well as I think it will, this is probably going to be something that we do on a consistent basis throughout this year, because I think it's that important. So if you're not registering for the live session, there will most likely be information on how you can attend one of our upcoming sessions for this very thing. So that's my message to you today. Hope you got some value out of today's episode. Just to be clear, I love Project Broadcast. I think texting is really important, but I think it's only important to your business once you reach a certain level. And I think it is only helpful to your business if you learn the right way to use it. So if you would like some help figuring that out, go to the show notes of this episode, click that link, and we'll help you do exactly that. So take care.